The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
To keep new cases from entering our shores, we will be suspending all travel from Europe to the United States for the next 30 days. The new rules will go into effect Friday at midnight. These restrictions will be adjusted subject to conditions on the ground. There will be exemptions for Americans who have undergone appropriate screenings, and these prohibitions will not only apply to the tremendous amount of trade and cargo, but various other things as we get approval. Anything coming from Europe to the United States is what we are discussing.
That was the 45th President of the United States, my old boss, Donald John Trump, from his national address to the nation a few days ago from the Oval Office at the Resolute Desk. We have decided here at Salem Radio that whilst we do not give in to the hysteria, we are going to help you. We are going to inform you, and we're going to push back on those who would politicize the Wuhan coronavirus and those who are just looking, I don't know, for clickbait to profit either financially or politically from something that really should be bringing us together. And I'm very, very excited. We have something I will maybe announce as soon as Salem clears me to do so, a new product that we will be launching hopefully next week, God willing. But in the meantime, I'm taking my personal initiative based upon an incredibly popular segment. It was, I think, a whole hour we did previously with Dr. Sam Pappas. And I don't know if he's got it on his business card yet or his resume. I like to call him my personal physician. Do those still exist, Sam?
They do. And your name is a big, big hit.
Can I say my personal physician? It makes me feel really special.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Dr. Pappas is my doctor, has been for, I don't know, maybe almost a year now.
Yeah, a little over a year.
Okay, and has been guiding me through the Gorka 2.0, especially after my recent knee surgery. But he's on the show for two reasons today, and welcome back. First things first, I want to continue this discussion of your approach to medicine, which is different and really attracted me as something that's not cold, not just technical, but is more looking at the individual as a living organism, looking at our lives as multifarious. And we'll discuss that philosophy in the next hour. But the second reason is because you really jumped on this question very early. As a patient of yours, I've been a recipient of multiple very clarifying emails, updates on the Wuhan coronavirus. So as a medical professional, we had a nurse on the show yesterday, incredible, called in. I played audio from our favorite Chris Plant, the morning host on WMAL, had an incredible nurse practitioner on the show yesterday morning. We played the audio from her about the hysteria that has to be managed. As a medical professional from your perch, let's start with the basics. Let's dial back the hysteria. Let's talk about the common sense approach. What are you doing in your family? One of your first emails was about your family's approach to this. What is the Pappas family doing? And then what are you telling to the people who are under your custodial protection?
Well, I have an advantage in that I married up a Lebanese girl who's a former ICU nurse. So she's really dialed in. I think the important thing is to have, knowledge but not fear. You know, to be on high alert, as Coach Wooden said, be quick, but don't hurry. So we can really do a lot. And what you and I
speed, not haste.
That's right. That's a really good one. What you've done very well during your recent bumps is you realize that you have control. You can work on the inner part of your physical body, body, mind, and soul to be better apt to handle the unknowns. And I think, unfortunately, modern medicine, with their pill to match an ill, and even the public health folks who mean very well, haven't really given enough attention to the fact that if this virus is a seed, we have the soil, and we can change our soil to better adapt to the unknown.
Wow. You can tell this guy reads. When I go to his office, we'll talk about the blood work later. We'll sit down for 30 minutes first. We'll talk about history. We'll talk about grand strategy. This man probably is one of the best read doctors, probably one of the best read guys we've ever met. Talk to us. Let's share with our listeners right now. Specifically this threat, the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, the Chinese-originated virus that's now spreading across the world. We in America have an eighth of the problem that Italy has in terms of infected and in terms of fatalities, despite the fact that Italy is a significantly smaller country than the United States. How important was it that the president, for example, in January took measures to restrict travel? How important is it that the president spoke today with regards to the measures that this nation is taking? Is this something other nations could have done as speedily as ours? Or is it really a function, you think, of perhaps having a pragmatic, business-oriented individual in the White House?
Yeah, I think it was a great job to look ahead. It caught my eye in January when Senator Cotton brought it up.
Yes.
And soon thereafter, you know, China built two hospitals in 1 week. So I told my wife, I said, this isn't our parents' flu or cold.
Yes.
But clearly there are geopolitical ramifications. And when I saw Senator Cotton bring it to attention and then the president quickly made a decision that had not happened before, I said, this is smart. It's going to buy us some time. How do we balance the medical, the health with the economics? So, you know, I was really dialed in to people like yourself and others who are looking at this globally. So a lot of unknown. And I think, unfortunately, now we're in this fear state. Rather than saying, listen, let's work together, let's get on the same team, we really have the ability in American ingenuity to push back. But I think a lot of people are hesitant and are unsure.
We're talking to Dr. Sam Pappas. Follow him on Twitter, Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S. He's my doctor and somebody I trust intently with my health and the health of my family. What is your, I'm curious, your muse, your wife, a former ICU nurse, how does she look at the events?
Well, she realizes that we have to bring ICU protocols now into the house. So
how does that look?
Well, you know, we're a little bit more aggressive in that, you know, she's very organized. And being Lebanese, she's very thorough. So she has been cleaning things and using the Clorox wipes.
So it looks like an OR. The house looks like an OR.
Absolutely. So the poor kids, you know, they've been on high alert and ready. So between taking their vitamins, their exercise, but also being very clean and communicating and being aware of your surrounding environments. I think very similar to those, you know, in law enforcement or in the military, right? Be aware of your environment. Because if things are closer than 3 or 6 feet, it could be problems. Potentially.
If I don't run out of time, I always like to sign off the show with something I learned from law enforcement in the military, just a little phrase, watch your six, keep your head on a swivel. That's perhaps more relevant than ever. In the last 2 minutes we have with you at the beginning of our third hour here, Dr. Pappas, you mentioned at the beginning of our discussion, there's this phrase that we kind of toss out there that has become cliched, mind and soul. But let's stop for a second. How intrinsic to our physical health is our mental health or our psychological stability?
I think it's so critical. And our traditional forefathers got this. And your religions get this. We now see this in athletes looking at mind, body, spirit, and meditation. we know that stress is so pervasive in all parts of healing and disease that it's kind of nice to see, but I don't think modernity has really embraced this as well as they could. I think it's left for those of us in separate communities, in certain groups, those of faith, those in the sports world, for example, to really look deeper and say, look, you know, we have ability to change our thoughts. Thoughts create biochemistry. We can be organized. We can look deeper and get better health.
It is absolutely demonstrable now that stress can undermine your health. Is it not demonstrable?
Absolutely. Yeah. Including wound healing and recovery.
Right. We're talking to Dr. Sam Pappas. We are going to devote the whole hour to the question of health at this time in our nation and his approach to health that has won me over. If you're enjoying America First, you know what to do. Join our exclusive cabinet, My Cabinet, today, where you get access to all 3 hours of the show without the commercial breaks. You don't have to fast forward. And also, interviews, behind the scenes, long-form interviews that no one else gets to see. Only those who are members of My Cabinet. Go to SebGorka.com right now, SebGorka, SebGorka.com. Click on the eagle on the Gorka's Cabinet banner. $59.95 for the whole year. Access to this show without the breaks. Long-form interviews that only you will see. And then my analysis, I just did my behind-the-fake-news analysis of what you need to know about the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, which will be our topic as we continue with my special guest, Dr. Sam Pappas, here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
As I said earlier today, there is a positive aspect to what's going on right now with regards to the Wuhan coronavirus. If you're healthy, if everybody around you is healthy, if you're looking after them, it gives us pause. It gives us time to reflect. If you've lived a good life, if you've had a blessed 3.5 years, if this year's been good to you, in this Easter season especially, let's stop and let's think how we can help others. America will survive. We will get through this, as the president said. But there are people not far from our borders who are truly, truly suffering. Listen to Sister Berta of the Nutrition Center in Guatemala City about the starving children she is helping.
She asks God for you guys. For the poor, because she understands that without the money and the help that for the poor gives this center, it wouldn't be possible. She will ask for more and to help more people.
Infant malnutrition worse than Haiti. Can I ask for your help? Can I enroll you in our campaign to feed the starving families and help these children? Please make a donation in any amount right now at my website, SebGorka.com. That's SebGorka.com, SebGorka.com, and the Feed the Starving Families banner. Just one amount that should clarify everything. $80 would provide food and clean drinking water for one of those hungry children for a whole year, thanks to Food for the Poor. Let's do the right thing, as our Lord told us. We have priorities: orphans, widows, those in prison, and the little ones. Please go to SebGorka.com or call 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673. Make a difference today. Be a modern missionary. SebGorka.com. Feed the Starving Families banner. We are devoting the whole of this hour to health, to your health, and to the Wuhan coronavirus threat. With my personal physician, Dr. Sam Pappas of Pappas Health. You can follow him on Twitter at Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S. We discussed how important the mental, the psychological is to our physical health. I think we kind of take that as read. We kind of file that away. But especially in America, you know, the land of the go-getters, we don't live by that all the time. I know you work very hard. This is D.C. It's not uncommon in media to have very, very long days. Although the government might be a ghost town now after yesterday. There are people who will be working very, very hard across this nation, especially because of the threat of the virus. Let's look at your approach, this integrative approach. Why is it fair to say that in the last century, certain aspects of medicine have developed in a way that is more hardcore, more science, more as if it's engineering and not an art form? And why is that potentially detrimental, Dr. Pappas?
That's a great question. You know, I think the success that modern science had led to specialization and these silos and these descriptions of disease, and kind of lost their way from the concept of vitality and a deeper health that, you know, we knew from our cultures and our forefathers beforehand. And now we've come to a place where physicians are trained to take a pill to match the ill, you know, code a certain
checklist.
That's right.
Is this the presenting problem? Then
right.
This is the answer.
Right.
As opposed to stepping back and saying, what is the whole human?
Exactly. I like to say, you know, principles over protocols. And we've become, a problem. We just have all these protocols and, you know, the chest pain protocol, and then we have the shortness of breath protocol and the overweight protocol, rather than getting to know the person. You know, my take, and I wrote extensively this on my website about what my philosophy is, includes, you know, not only patient-centered and high-tech and high-touch, but looking at biochemical individuality, systems medicine, the systems work together, but also getting to partner with the patient. You know, the modern citizen scientists, the N of one. Really exciting that your followers, last time I was here, asked some great questions.
Mm-hmm.
They emailed me some other great questions.
Oh, good.
You know, they really were interested, and they get this, and it's exciting because often this is from the ground up. And like in your field as well, a lot of times people get this changes even before the large establishments do. So I'd like to say your health is too important to leave just to the healthcare system. just like, you know, politics and geopolitics. I mean, you want to be informed as well. So we have a lot of overlap in our fields.
When we met, we connected very early on. We met at a wedding of a daughter of a mutual friend. And then first time I came to your practice, it was, you know, it was very much a meeting of minds. Let's explain to our listeners why the role of story, why the role of narrative, why, for example, in my case, but I'm sure many others, you talked about old stories. You talked about Odysseus. You talked about the Odyssey when you looked at my health. Why does that help us understand a more whole, I hate the word holistic, but a more human-based attitude to health?
Right. You know, it really resonates with all of us on a deep level. You know, when I met you, I initially thought of Odysseus, but also of the Byzantine Empire and you as a Hungarian and Magyar, you know, defending the bulwark and time. And how we can relate to that and different archetypes. So I believe that physically we have archetypes, you know, the hunter-farmer build,
yes,
and different food, but also the way we kind of think. I'm fascinated by American history and all those pioneers, you know, those people who just went out, you know, they have this personality.
The rugged individuals.
The rugged individuals, you know, compared to like maybe the diplomats who are maybe kind of thinking about things and more thoughtful. But, you know, those personalities. So what a person's personality is, what stories relate to them, and getting to know them. I think the challenge with the healthcare system, in my view, is also includes the limited time because they're overburdened. I think they mean well, their aim is true, but they're overburdened, so they want to go for the diagnosis. Right, and getting to know what made you tick. And I right away I said, you know, he's like Odysseus. He's been in the trenches. He'll do very well. As we said last time, you do have a Penelope to go back to, fortunately.
Right. He's been weaving away.
But, you know, I said there may be some bumps on the road. We didn't even know there'd be some bumps on the road. So it strengthens us. But, you know, someone like a Joseph Campbell in The Power of Myth to every culture, I'm fascinated by, you know, during this disease process that countries are looking out for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then some folks is being critiqued. And
incredible.
I was impressed with Hungary's response. You should look at that. It's been very good. You know, my tribe in Greece, our forefathers, you know, the challenge of geography and their problems have probably made things even worse now in their demographics. So very, very challenging times.
All right, we have so much more to discuss. We're just touching on each of these, and I want to go so much deeper. We're talking to my personal doctor, Dr. Sam Pappas, getting some common sense approach to health, especially at this time where it's not always facts and common sense that prevail, especially in the fake news industrial complex. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, make sure of one thing. Don't touch that dial. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Can't get enough of Dr. G? Want exclusive access? Unique content? Join Gorka's cabinet today. Go to sebgorka.com.
Yes, indeed. Join my special club, Gorka's cabinet, at sebgorka.com. We're talking health with my, I like to say, personal physician, Dr. Sam Pappas. Follow him on Twitter, Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S. A key ingredient to a healthy life is a good night's rest, a good night's sleep. Do what I do. Make sure you switch that phone off early enough and then rest your head on one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. They never get hot. They never lose their shape. They have a 10-year warranty. And if you use my name, you'll get 60% off all his products at MyPillow.com. He's only sold 45 million pillows, so he must be doing something right. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468. Oh, by the way, the president sleeps on them too. So, you know, you don't get much better of an endorsement than that. MyPillow.com, 800-829-8468, special code G-O-R-K-A. A topic that's fascinating as far as I'm concerned, especially because I was very leery of it. I was very cynical to it. And you changed my mind. Doing this show changed my mind, and that's supplements. There's a lot of quackery out there. There's a lot of, you know, dodgy things that are being sold to cure all kinds of ailments that are really, you know, clearly not up to what they are billed to do. But my experience with Balance of Nature and with Relief Factor, especially after my knee surgery, is remarkable. I am almost 3 weeks off my pain medicine after having my knee drilled to reattach my quadriceps to my kneecap. But it all began with you, really, because you did one of the most extensive blood panels. I think the most extensive blood panel I've ever had was the one you ordered when we met. I think 60 different things right. You measured. And then after that, you saw what I was missing in certain areas. And then you had a service concoct a supplement that I take every morning. Talk to us about why this is important and when it works and when it's just snake oil.
Yeah. You know, and I commend you on your compliance and diligence. I mean, clearly you've had great...
I'm getting there.
Pretty good for a stubborn guy.
you know those Magyars. They're almost as bad as the Greeks.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm fascinated by that concept of where your biochemistry is taking you at any one time. So looking under the hood, for example, with yourself, I realized that your system was under a lot of duress.
Right.
This
blood work can help you indicate inflammation sources, can it not?
Absolutely. I mean, I was excited because you were taking a good product. And I said, so he's on a good start.
Right.
But what's happening with his biochemistry? Where are things going? Perhaps under the radar before symptoms appear.
Mm-hmm.
Can they be associated with diseases a minimum some imbalances. And there's a lot of good data combined with the wisdom of a culture to look at these nutrients, these nutraceuticals.
I love this word, nutraceuticals, nutrient pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals. You introduced me to that word.
Exactly. I mean, we can use vitamins and supplements as well, but most of my patients, you know, they're deficient in key nutrients because of the chaos of modern life. They need more support, and they have certain goals. The fitness world has been doing this for a long time. I was pleasantly surprised to hear about the ancient Greek Olympians doing and taking things. Somebody once said that every culture had a medicine man that would give their warriors and their men and women plant extracts to give them energy, to help them with an infection, to help them sleep, for example. So there's a long track record of it. A lot of people have been doing this for a long time. There's even some good science saying, hey, listen, some of these nutrients can help infections and prevent or treat flus and colds and viruses. I wrote extensively about some of the research that things like oregano and mushroom extracts and vitamin C helping infections and similar to the coronavirus. So we have a lot of tools at our disposal. You mentioned the sleep as well.
Yes.
But I think most physicians don't have an understanding of diet, nutrition, the role of nutraceuticals. And it's a great tool.
It's as if it's another category. You have to be a nutritionist, as if your doctor doesn't have to concentrate on what you're putting into your body.
Exactly.
How crazy is that?
Well, I mean, I take care of a lot of what I call corporate athletes, and they spend all the money on these physicians and other places, and they don't get any valuable, deep health knowledge, and they're just kind of winging it. And I like to say to a lot of these men and women, you know, you spent your health trying to acquire wealth, and now you got to use your wealth to acquire health.
Wow.
Because you've been delayed in looking at, you know, deep principles of health.
Well, listen, to all you corporate athletes out there, to all my MAGA buddies, all my family friends here at America First, start with this, because it truly is health in your hand. It's what Dr. Douglas Howard has created. It's called Balance of Nature, and it is remarkable. This is just nutrients turned into capsule form. I take six before the show, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables. And when I take that, and when you take it, you are taking 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. And I don't know about you, but I'm a naughty boy. I like my meat with my meat. I could live on an Atkins diet the whole time. But you got to have your kale, which is evil. I know you got to have your leafy greens. And this is how I get at least what I'm missing. You should take it too. 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Join me right now in ordering Balance of Nature. Go to balanceofnature.com. Use my name. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But for that massive discount, you've got to use the special code Gorka, G-O-R-K-A. I take it, and so should you. Balanceofnature.com, balanceofnature.com. This is America First, back with my very special guest, Dr. Sam Pappas, after these messages.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Nice choice of music there, Shad. This is Sebastian Gorka on America First, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump, and the guy that you should be going on vacation with. Don't go on one of those crazy cruises. Come with me to the Holy Land this December. We're going to travel to 40 different sites of historic, cultural, and faith importance. The Sea of Galilee, the ancient city of Jerusalem, the modern city of Tel Aviv. We're going to walk where our Lord walked, and you should be there. Mike Lindell, My Pillow fame, is coming with us too. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. Once all the craziness is over, we'll have the trip of a lifetime. sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Stand With Israel 2020 tour. You should come on that, Dr. Pappas.
I'm getting excited.
All right, let's do it.
I might need prior authorization, though.
Well, of course, we all do. we'll talk to Tamara. We'll get Tamara and Joyce's permission.
There you go.
Okay. We have to find out. I feel so bad. We're talking to, I love saying this, I feel like Winston Churchill or, you know, Eisenhower. My personal physician, Dr. Sam Pappas, at a time of hysteria. We're talking about common sense, getting the health thing right by looking at ourselves as whole packages, not as a mouth that you pop pills into, but as a human being. We're approaching health as a human being. Tell us about Sam Pappas, the human being. You're one of two twins, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you get into medicine? What was the original plan with you and your twin brother?
You know, we both had interest to follow our grandfather's footsteps who fought against the Germans in the communist and Greek Civil War. But then he went to West Point, and I said, I want to become a doctor. I was really fascinated by this burgeoning culture of the traditional Greeks who had health and wellness in the village.
Yes.
And then modern science saying, hey, the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I saw relatives who were healthy who followed that. But then most who came to this country, many immigrants, forgot it, went on a path, including my parents, of a lot of stress and disease. So there's a lot of illness in my family. So I was fascinated by the combination of athleticism, you know, history, culture, and medicine. So I went on a different path than my brother. While he went to West Point, I went to undergrad at Lehigh, and then medical school, and then a medical career, but didn't want to leave my roots. And I tried to bring both of those together after I had held my training.
When did you find this concept of integrative health? We're looking at every aspect of the human being. Where did that come up to you as on your radar screen?
Well, it was always in the background because of our family, as we Greeks will often say, you know, the Mediterranean diet is just food for us. But I met early on in my career as a young academic physician, a colleague who was into martial arts, but into research. And he said, hey, Pappas, there's a lot of research here about lifestyle, about doing things to help. And I said, do we need a trial to tell us about this lifestyle? But it was very edifying and also exciting because I could take advantage of this and teach myself and take the courses and connect with people. So I was early on, about 20-some years ago, interested in the combination of, you know, the why and the what.
Mm-hmm. And for me, I think it sounds so weird to state it because it seems so obvious, but in getting to know you and being your patient, it really has translated for me. It's given me a new appreciation of medicine that's so crucial at this time of you know, Wuhan virus, of the hyperbole, the craziness out there, that health medicine is about pills and procedures as much as it is about what you put into your system as food and then lifestyle. It sounds so obvious, but it's not how we live. We have lifestyle coaches. Why on earth do you have a lifestyle coach? Why isn't that a function of your health practitioner looking at you as a whole human being? We have dietitians, nutritionists. Shouldn't this all be part of medicine?
Exactly. No, it's so fragmented. I mean, it's very fascinating. You know, I think we need your geopolitical expertise and how to fix some of these things. But to me, I connect often more with people like nutritionists and physical therapists and guys at the gym than I do to some of my colleagues.
Fellow doctors, right?
That's right.
No, you know, I get it.
They don't get it, unfortunately.
So tell quickly, we've got a couple of minutes left in this segment. Why did you tell me when you first got to know me, and I do it every day now, I did it for longest time yesterday morning, to sit in the sun every morning?
Well, again, you know, do we need a trial to tell us that the sun turns on
It's been around for a while.
That's right. Turns on certain hormones, not just vitamin D. It's good for the brain. It's good for our growth. It's good for our mood. We know that if our eyes get the sun, we do good things. Plus the warmth and the heat. I told my wife, I said, we got a strong Hungarian British guy now drinking his tea in the sun.
Yes, every morning.
It's a good start.
Every morning. I love it. And why, you also told me, Mediterranean diet. Why is the Mediterranean diet so popular? What's good about it?
Well, it's amazing. It covers so many areas. It's simple. It has clean foods. that has a long track record historically going back to, you know, before the Bible, of food that turns on parts of our body to function well. And it's easily to tweak. So, for example, I think of the hunter-farmer, someone like you who's got a big build, muscular, would do better maybe with, you know, a low-carb Mediterranean versus me as a farmer build. I can tolerate carbohydrates more. So very easy to do, very tasty.
I love my olive oil. When you said more Mediterranean diet, I said, yes, please, thank you. In the last minute we've got left in this segment, fasting. I've gone back to trying to fast twice a week, meaning one meal on Wednesday and Fridays. Why is that good, too?
Well, it's fascinating because, again, our forefathers did this.
Yes.
And we now know that if we do fasting, we can reset. We can clean out the dead cells. It's been thought that the Greeks, as Eastern Christians, fasted more than some of the Mediterranean Catholics and European Catholics, and much more than a lot of our Protestant brethren. So very, very interesting. Many cultures in Asia have been fasting. You were fasting when I met you, and then you had kind of gone away from it, and I wanted to encourage you again because you felt great doing it.
I do. I really feel great. For me, it's easy. For some people, like my wife, she can't do it. She has to have regular, even if it's just short meals. I can wake up and not eat till the sun goes down.
Right.
And I feel good. And it does really feel like a reset for my body. If you haven't tried it and you can do it, try it. Just try it one day a week. Eat one meal after the sun goes down. And I tell you, you will feel better for it. I'm Sebastian Gorka talking to my personal physician, Dr. Sam Pappas. Follow him right now, Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S on Twitter, of Pappas Health. This is America First, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. And am I grateful to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team behind Relief Factor. As you heard, I had my knee surgery. My whole quadricep detached from my knee. They had to go in there. Thank you to that surgeon. You know who you are. He went in, drilled through my patella, reattached my quadricep. I was on those heavy painkillers for a week and a half. And then, no, enough. And I tripled my Relief Factor. And I am off my pain medication thanks to this amazing product, which tens of thousands of Americans are taking right now. If you suffer from daily pain, just give it a try. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. And I guarantee you, if you take it for 3 weeks, you'll know by the end if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Back with my special guest here in a moment.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
I may be Dr. G, but don't ask me to write a prescription for you. I'm not going to do that. They don't let political science PhDs do that. But my guest can. He's my own doctor, Dr. Sam Pappas. We've had medical practitioners, callers on the show, push back on the hysteria, and that's why he's been with us for the whole hour. I trust him implicitly. He's rebuilding me. My odyssey as a modern Odysseus continues, especially after my surgery. And I wish for him to close our show today with his message, not only to his patients, but all Americans at this time of so much disinformation. Dr. Pappas.
Well, I think it's such a great point, and I'm glad you're bringing it up. I want to tell people that, you know, we should be calm but on alert. We should follow our intuition. Because when you tell moms about these procedures and hygiene, they get it.
Yes.
I remember when the H1N1 virus was here, that a mom set up a bathroom in a room, self-quarantined her daughter, had gloves and masks on, and did a fantastic job of keeping her and the family safe from this, you know, potent virus back then. And we're experiencing the same thing on a bigger level. I think we need to make sure in this time of renewal in the springtime and Easter to focus on putting the oxygen mask on ourselves first, realizing there's going to be a lot of uncertainty, but that we can definitely overcome this. We should help each other out through hygiene, through caution. It's very difficult for us Greeks not to give hugs and handshakes, as you can imagine. But we do know that there's a lot of evidence showing that if we practice good hygiene, be careful of our distance to people, but also be on the lookout for those in need.
This is incredibly important. So social distancing, let's do it. Let's wash our hands. Let's be sensible. But let's think of those around us, the elderly. Let's, you know, ask them if they need help, if they need us to go and fetch something for them. Let's be thoughtful. I'm so grateful to you personally for what you've done for me. I think this is the way ahead, to look at health as a function of the whole being, not just procedures in an ER, procedures in an OR, or what you pick up from the pharmacy to take with your breakfast coffee or your dinner. It's about the whole human being. I think it's how medicine started, and I think we are returning to it. This is Dr. Sam Pappas of Pappas Health. Follow him on Twitter, Dr. Sam Pappas, P-A-P-P-A-S. I hope you'll come back when
Absolutely.
The needle rises.
Thank you so much for having me.
God bless you. Let's end our show as we do every single Friday with a message from my former boss, the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, which, you know, we can do this because it's about the Republic. From earlier this year, Donald Trump.
And to those who would try to impose socialism on the United States, we again deliver a very simple message. America will never be a socialist country.